So, okay, the terrorists are killing cartoonists and satirists. Make sport of them at your own risk, monsieur. There's definitely something lacking in a jihadist. A funny bone, maybe. Don't ask me why, but you take folks real serious about their religion, any religion, and you poke a bit of fun at their beliefs. Good chance you'll need Kevlar clothing. Mix in some politics, and no, let's not call that a religion yet. And you got all the makings for a full-blown riot. Now, you might not believe this, but old Skeeter here pulls his punches. Religious ideologues and right-wing Tea Partiers, I try to avoid poking my elbow in their eye socket. Too easy a target, maybe. Or maybe freedom of speech should have some self-imposed limits. Granted, I think those limits shouldn't be imposed by the government, and definitely not by pissed-off terrorists and North Korean chubby dictators. Bad taste is offensive, but doesn't meet the capital punishment test. Not only that, but the counter-reaction is going to be grim, nasty, and violently incommensurate with the perceived grievance. You think a fatwa to kill Salman Rushdie is ill-advised? Wait till the Europeans' favorite hairstyle is skinhead and the new Jew is Muslim. Joking's going to stop real quick. So forgive me if I skip the cartoon of you-know-who or the name that cannot be spoken or the politician who needs horsewhipping with his own tongue. Short of a funny bone transplant, what's the point? Their world is set in granite. Nothing humorous is going to penetrate their idealistically pure force field. Now, I'd poke fun at us satirists, but hey, we're a little busy right now screaming First Amendment, in our building that's not quite on fire. There's no one left here except us trampled few.